Baddies, Beasties and a Sprinkling of Crumbs by Tracy Corduroy, narrated by Lucy Simons. Chapter 1. Martha, Otto and Scarlet Crumb were rather unusual children. Martha was almost 11 and the eldest Crumb. She had pale skin, chewed fingernails and mousy brown hair which she wore in limp bunches. And she was a complete worrywart. She worried about everything, from germs and fires to floods and plagues. She worried about forgetting to do her homework, even though she always remembered, and sometimes she even worried about worrying. But most of all, Martha worried about bad things happening to her family. To make life sort of safe, Martha did wobbly handstands and cartwheels for luck, and made funny little creatures out of fluff. She hoped that these lucky fluffles would protect her family from bad things and bad people, even wicked goblins with pointy ears who could pop out of plug holes when you were least expecting them. She also wrote down happy words in her Happy Words book to calm her nerves in particularly anxious moments. Otto Crumb was 9. He was a skinny boy with white blonde hair which had once been cut into a neat pageboy style, but had long since grown out. He had large, pale blue eyes and very fair skin, like Martha. Otto was a huge fan of TV detective Montague Plum. Even though Otto had seen every episode 100 times or more, he never seemed to tire of watching them. Just like Plum, Otto carried around a solving crimes notebook, which he used to jot down the comings and goings of the street or sketch anyone who looked, in his eyes, a little bit dodgy. Scarlet, the youngest of the Crumbs, had just turned 6 3/4. She had curly red hair that dizzes at pleat.